We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from VIA Productions. Founded in 2003, VIA specializes in audience engagement, creating all types of video and audio content ranging from animation to documentaries. More information on how VIA can bring your brand story to life at viaproductions.co.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You are listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your dial, or you may be listening on the internet at WYXR.org. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing this morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Willie Bearden, and you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And my guest today with the songs that move him, Mr. Tim Curry. Tim, thanks morning, for coming, man.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
This is your second time back.
I know. I'm a second timer.
Well, so apparently I didn't make you mad or anything the first time.
No, and you can still park my backyard for the Cooper Young Festival. So
that's great. That's great. Yes, friendship has its perks.
It does.
Folks, yeah. All right. Well, Tim, I got to tell you, man, you know more about music than anybody I know, and I know a lot of people.
Yeah. Well,
How did you get it? How did you get interested? I mean, has it been a lifetime obsession?
It sort of worked out that way. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved to listen to the radio, and that was back in the days when radio people were real personalities, as opposed to these bland, formatted, heavily restricted playlist kind of guys.
Right.
So I listened to that. And when I got to actually do it in college, I was really kind of disturbed because it was so restrictive. And I didn't want to be like one of those phony George Carlin kind of DJs.
Right.
Hi there, kids. Scott Lame here on WINO. Wonderful WINO, the boss station with the boss hits and the boss sounds that my boss wants me to play. No, that wasn't for me.
Yeah, so you went the volunteer route.
I did. I fortunately fell in with a bunch of kindred spirits at the old WLYX-FM, legendary, at least in our minds, WLYX. Yeah. And even though everybody's musical tastes were diverse, I mean really diverse, we agreed on one thing. There's a whole lot of good music that wasn't getting played on the radio. So we decided to do something about it. It really, in a lot of ways, I think of this station, WYXR, as being sort of a spiritual descendant of what we started at WLYX.
You know what? I think you're exactly right. You know, just because people had not had those types of choices before.
No.
You know, people, you know, I mean, basically you were sitting there doing what your boss told you. But with this, it was just everybody was bringing their best to the table.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your picks this time. What do you want to play first?
Well, you get the Billy...
The Billy Bragg thing.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay, here we go. This is it Saint Monday?
Saint Monday. It's a nice way to ease into the work day for those of you who are still working Monday through Friday.
Here we go.
But you know that I'm a hard one.
All right, Billy Bragg. That was cool. I think that got me ready for the work week.
I hope so.
Yes, it better. I've got work to do.
Well, in that case, let's forget about the show. Let's get on with the work. No, let's wait an hour. Give it an hour. Then we'll
That's right. Yeah, it'll all be fine. It'll all be fine. Okay, folks, I've got Tim Curry here with me this morning. Tim, you were here the first few shows I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was maybe the third or fourth show I did. You were my guest. And as I remember, we had a good time. And I'm glad you're back today.
Well, I'm glad to be back. And hopefully we worked out some of the technical problems. We don't have to do the old Marcel moment of silence anymore.
That's right.
But if we do, I got that covered, so we're
okay.
fine.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, what have we got next here?
Well, you know, a lot of people think of the Kinks. They only think of hard rock. You really got me and all day and all night.
Yeah.
Well, my friend Joe O in San Francisco set me down and made me listen to a lot and lots of Kinks. And I've come to really respect Ray Davies as both a great singer, but he's a really good songwriter.
Yeah.
And so this is one of the lesser known tunes. It's coming from the album Think Visual.
Okay.
And it's called Lost and Found.
Waiting for the hurricane to hit New York City. Somebody said it's hit the bay. Is a nitty gritty, and all the back ladies better put their acts together. We're near the eye of the storm. This is really heavy weather. We were lost and found in the nick of time while the ship was going down. We were lost and found just in time. The hurricane crossing the coastline. We were lost and found just in time. This is bigger than the both of us. It's gonna put us in our place. It's gonna put us in our place.
rising sun, with a hurricane crossing the coastline.
Kinks, Lost and Found. That's a nice song, Tim.
Hey, I told you, Ray Davies is very underrated.
Yes, yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Knows how to write a song.
He sure does.
That's great.
And can I tell you, that song reminds me a lot of something a stage announcer at Woodstock once said.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Woodstock, they 50,000 people, wow, that'd be great. And then hundreds of thousands of people showed up.
Yeah.
And so the stage announcer is reading from the New York Times about the traffic jams and the lack of food and water, the overflowing porta potties, the
right.
notorious brown acid,
right.
and especially the rain. The whole valley turned into a big mud thing. And yet people knew that we're all in it together.
Right.
We got to depend on each other and we'll get through it. And he said something that I will always remember.
Uh-huh.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Oh, wow. Wow, how nice. I'm going to remember that.
Well, I
that's
think
great.
You should. And another disaster area, if you got the next song queued up, it was about 19 years ago last week that Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans and the Gulf Coast.
Right.
And there was a great series on HBO called Tremé.
Yeah.
And one of the characters was, I think his name was Harley or something like that. He was a street musician played by Steve Earle.
Mm-hmm.
Steve wrote this next song that is just absolutely beautiful. And here it's sung by another person who played a street musician.
Yeah.
The street musician character was named Annie T. The artist is Lucia Macarelli, who studied classical violin as a kid, and just that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
She just wanted to keep going and going and going. So they used the song throughout Tremé. It's absolutely heartbreaking. If this don't move you, nothing will.
No, you will not be moved if this doesn't move you. Here we go. This city. This is a live recording. Here we go.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open, pain rain down. Don't matter, cause come on me, I'm never gonna leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Everybody around here knows nothing holding back Pancho Train, except for a prayer and a promise's ghost. You just carry on digging our graves in solid marble above the ground. Maybe our bones will wash away, but this city won't ever drown.
Thank you.
long as her heart beats strong. Like a second line, stepping high, raising hell as we roll along. Gently to the Vulcare, low nine, central city uptown, singing Giacomo Finane. This city won't ever drown.
Man, that is, talk about moving. That's beautiful. Say her name again.
Lucia McRae.
Okay. Oh, that was really beautiful.
I can tell because usually we're chatting between the songs.
Right.
You were real quiet and listening very intently.
I was listening to that. That's that moved me.
Well,
that's good stuff.
The reason I picked that, not just about New Orleans, but I know a big chunk of your life the last year and a half was involved with your old hometown of Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Right.
You did with the help of your longtime friend George Larimore. And one of my vintage friends, yeah. George's wife, Judy Card, and a lot of other people, because, as you know, it takes a village to make a video.
That's right.
So many of the times you have a big catastrophe and the news people come in and they shoot a few shots and get a couple of quick sound bites, and then they're off to the next story. You stayed with that story, not just through what Rolling Fork went through the night that all the tornadoes came through, but how it rebuilt and the way people came together. And like I said, there's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
You're absolutely right. And I tell you what, I got to tell you, talking about those films that George and I made, George jumped into that project like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was not his hometown.
No.
It was my hometown. But you know what? He adopted Rolling Fork as his hometown, and I tell you what, he got to know so many people. He brought so many incredible stories to the surface.
Exactly.
And we were able to get those down, you know, on video and tell the story, I think, the way it deserved to be told. So,
Yep. Yeah,
so just listening to that Steve Earle song kind of brought all those memories back. So
that was the idea.
Thank you for that one. All right, folks, we're glad you're with us on our journey this morning. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis. My guest is Tim Curry. Tim, always a pleasure to see your smiling face.
I believe me, this time of the morning, any to see in my face is quite a thrill for most people.
All right. Well, everything is lovely. So what have we got next? I see what I think is next.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, since you were talking about how you and George sort of adopted Rolling Fork and were there for the recovery and got all those wonderful stories, I figured maybe this one would also relate to you. It's called Mississippi, You Were On My Mind, by one of the best singer-songwriters that ever came out of Memphis. His name is Jesse Winchester.
I think I see a wagon rutted road with the weeds growing tall between the tracks, and along one side runs a rusty barbed wire fence, and beyond that sits an old tar paper shack. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Oh, oh, Mississippi, you're on my mind. I think I hear a noisy old John Deere in a field specked with dirty cotton lint. And below the field runs a little shady creek, and there you'll find the cool green leaves of mint. Mississippi, you on my mind, Mississippi, you on my mind. Oh, oh, Mississippi, you on my mind. I think I smell the honeysuckle vine, the heavy sweetness like to make me sick. Dogs, my God, they're hungry all the time, and the snakes are sleeping where the weeds are thick. Mississippi, you on my mind, Mississippi, you on my mind. Oh, oh, Mississippi, you on my mind. I think I feel an angry oven heat. The southern sun just blazes in the sky. And in the dusty weeds, an old fat grasshopper jumps. I wanna make it to that creek before I fry. Mississippi, you're on my mind, Mississippi, you're on my mind. Oh, Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Oh, Mississippi, you're on my mind.
All right. Man, that's a good one, Tim.
Well,
I love Jesse Winchester.
Oh, I do too. And it's not just because his stepdaughter used to own the house that me and my wife, Kathy, are living in now.
Oh, really?
In Cooper Young.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And while she didn't remember if he ever brought his guitar over, he definitely visited several times.
So. Okay. Wow. Jesse Winchester. Great songwriter, great singer. Gone way, way too soon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, gosh. Yeah. Wow. All right. Okay, so what have we got next? I recognize the song here on the list, but not this version.
Of course not. Before I get into that, though, I wanted to talk a little bit about a certain Mississippi hippie book that's floating around here that I do believe that you wrote. You've been very active in book signings and that kind of stuff. I know there was a big thing at Burke's last Thursday, I guess.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for coming out. We had a huge crowd. And I really want to thank people for all the great comments they've given me about the book. I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. I wanted to write something that was authentic and true funny and heartbreaking and everything. And I think I've come close.
In other words, it's a Southern kind of book.
That's right. You know? It is a Southern kind of book.
Got all that.
That's right.
And, you know, Southerners can be a little rough at times, but there's that sentimental thing that's just under the surface.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Anyway, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, and I appreciate the book. The next song is, as you said, not one you'd normally associate with Dave Alvin. It's more like Jackson Browne.
Uh-huh.
But Dave Alvin, for those who don't know, was the force behind the Blasters, the neo-rockabilly group. Mm-hmm. He was also in a group called the Knitters with a couple of people from the punk group X, John Doe and Exene Cervenka. And it was cowpunk. kind of like Mudboy and the Neutrons, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Great, great stuff. Plus, he's done a lot of solo stuff. Anyway, this next song, I'm sure during your time growing up in Mississippi, you ran into several redneck friends.
Oh, yes, I had some redneck friends. Here we go. Here's Dave Alvin doing it.
How has it all begun? They're teaching you how to walk, but baby, you're already on the run, little woman. What are you gonna do, little woman? Honey, it's all up to you. In the den, shooting up the evening news, and mama's with a friend. Lately she's been so confused, little woman. Well, come on and take my hand. I may not have the answer, but I believe I've got a plan. Well, honey, you shake and I'll rattle, then we'll roll on down the line and see if we can't get in touch with a very close friend of mine. Let me clue you in, it ain't like him to argue or pretend. Honey, let me introduce you to my redneck friend. Now they got a little list of all those things of which they don't approve, and they've gotta keep their eyes on you, 'cause you might make your move. Yeah, little one, you would, little one. I think the damage would do you good. Well, honey, you shake and I'll rattle, then we'll roll on down the line. We're gonna forget about the battle, and it's gonna feel real fine, 'cause he's the missing link, kitchen sink, 11 on a scale of 10. Well, honey, let me introduce you to my redneck friend.
Dave Alvin, Tear it up, Dave. Tear it up.
He certainly could.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that version.
Well,
you know, many people have not.
that's why I do these shows.
There you go.
There's a lot of music out there that people have not heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Well, that was really good. That was really fine. And folks, the other voice you hear is Tim Curry. Tim, thanks for coming on this morning, man.
Always glad to be here.
All right. Tim always he digs a little deeper than a lot of folks, which is really a fun thing here. I like to hear things I've not heard before. And so this next song we're going to do is something actually I have heard, which I love this. I love this version of this, another version of a song that you may know. And what is it?
It is a version of the Beatles' Get Back. It's done here, though, by Memphis musician Mac Orr, better known as the Daddy Mac of the Daddy Mac Blues Band.
There you go. Here we go. Okay, I'm not hearing.
That's okay. I can always talk about Mac.
Yeah,
get it ready.
Hang on one second. Let's see here. Well, for some reason, it is not. Whoop! I know why it's not playing. Hang on. Here we're gonna fix that. All we have to do is turn the fader up, and that means it'll play.
Georgia was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Georgia left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. So get back. She gets a brush again. Got to come on back to Memphis, JoJo. We get tired of your stuff. Come on back, JoJo. So get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Come on back, JoJo.
Daddy Mac. Man, Daddy Mac. And that was Billy Gibson on the harmonica, which is great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I haven't seen Billy Gibson around in a minute. I hope Billy is doing well and still spreading his love with that harmonica. And he's got a great voice, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is a genuine harmonica wizard.
Yeah.
And Daddy Mac, this should give you a little hope.
Yeah.
He didn't start playing guitar till he was in his 40s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old were you when you first picked up the guitar?
About like 11.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Now, Mac is one of these guys that like,
yeah,
hey, I think I want to learn that. And so he started playing, and he one night the lead guitarist for the Memphis blues group, the Fieldstones, couldn't make it.
Okay.
I don't know why. He just couldn't make it. So they asked Daddy to sit in, and he played with the Fieldstones for a while until he formed his own band.
Yeah.
So, and the same thing with, he wanted to learn Spanish, and he learned it in his 50s, and on one of his albums, he's got a version of Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's just the kind of guy he is.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Daddy Mac, listen to his other stuff. A lot of that stuff is really fine. All right, Tim, what have we got next, man?
Well, now, most people don't associate Paul Simon with Willie Nelson.
Right.
But as it turns out, their career paths crossed many times over the years. And Willie had a great respect for Paul as a songwriter on his album. I think it's Across the Borderline.
Oh, okay.
He put a couple of Paul Simon songs in. One is America's Tune, and also this one that we're about to play. And I can tell you, no matter how good a songwriter you are, I mean, if you write a 10, you put Willie on it, it becomes an 11.
Hey, you're right about that.
This is Graceland.
Here we go.
I'm going to Graceland. The reasons I can't
man. That is a great production, man. I love that.
You can't beat Willie Nelson.
I'm telling you, they are tearing it up there, which I love, man. It's great playing on that. And what a great song.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it doesn't get much better.
It was a 10, and Willie made it an 11.
That's
what
right.
What can I say?
All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 on your dial. We're glad you're here with us this morning. My guest is Tim Curry. Tim, what you got?
Well, coming up next, we're going to continue in the Memphis vein. There was a singer-songwriter named Janice Ian, who back when she was a teenager had a big hit with At 17. And I kind of lost track of Janice over the years, but fortunately somebody turned me on to this cut from her album, God in the FBI. It's a simple ballad called Memphis, and it does feature a guest artist who I think everybody will recognize real quick.
We were standing by the river, staring into town. All the world was on his shoulders, the tears were
into this river of tears. If you could see Memphis the way that I do, she would look different to you. Clean out the delta, tip your tiara. The bell of the
suede shoes, boarded the plane, touchdown land of Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Folks, if you didn't recognize that voice, shame on you. who is that, Tim?
That was a real Memphis treasure, Joyce Cobb, who I'm sure people maybe saw her doing the brunch thing at Bosco's, or you've seen her at concerts and festivals. And she also was a one-time club owner on Beale Street. She's been a music teacher, a disc jockey. You know, sort of like you, Willie, can settle on one thing.
You know what? Joyce is so talented. I've known her for several years, and just a delight to be around. She has a good spirit.
And I'll tell you one behind-the-scenes thing. Besides performing at our Memphis Music and Heritage Festival that we used to throw every Labor Day, Joyce would volunteer to work in the kitchen with Miss Ella Kizzy, who was a big favorite of mine. And believe me, conditions were not great. It was back in the back, no ventilation. And if you've ever cooked for like hundreds of people, even something really wonderful like peach cobbler just is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And bless Joyce, she volunteered to do that.
All right. Not only can she sing, she can cook, folks. All right. Joyce, if you're listening out there, hope you're having a good start to your week. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You and WYXR. We got about one more song we can play. And what would that be, Tim?
Back, I guess, around maybe 2008 or 9, these people came together and did a stage play that was around the country and eventually landed on Broadway. And it was called Memphis the Musical, and it's based loosely on the life of Memphis DJ Dewey Phillips. And the person singing it here is named David Bryan, who's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Bon Jovi. And I tell you, this song, it'll move you.
Okay, here we go.
Where I'm dying, I'm just a man.
see. I can be what I can be. All I know is Memphis lives in me. I said I'm just a man from Tennessee. Can be what I can be. All I know is Memphis lives.
That was Memphis Lives in Me. Wow, that was a very cool song.
Very.
Yeah, and folks, we are going to get out of here, and we really appreciate you being here with us today. We're sitting here. David is getting all ready to spin some great stuff. He always spend some stuff that I enjoy listening to, so I hope you'll hang around for the new Soft Shoe Show with David. He's standing right here. He's going to start spinning in 15 seconds, yeah. I think. That's right.
And the man has stacks and sacks of wax and wax.
Yes, he does. All right, let's see here. Here we go, David.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is silent through.